Russia's UN ambassador alleged that Ukraine's President Zelensky has ordered his people to develop a dirty bomb. On the other side, Ukraine has asked the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit its Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant after Kyiv said Russia's carrying out illegal construction there. But U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters Thursday,
"We have not seen anything to indicate that Putin has made a decision to use a dirty bomb.
And?
Nor have we seen any indications that the Ukrainians are planning such a thing."
The head of the IAEA says inspection crews will be working to detect any possible activities related to the development of dirty bombs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
North Korea has launched two more missiles, adding to what's been a barrage lately amid skirmishes near the border with South Korea, which is calling the new ballistic tests a grave provocation as South Korea's military keeps doing exercises with American forces. That angers North Korea. Days after a report showing declining test scores for fourth and eighth graders in reading and math, another look at learning in the COVID era.
An analysis of test scores shared exclusively with the Associated Press finds that the COVID-19 pandemic devastated poor children's well-being, not just due to school closings, but parent job losses, as well as sick family members and teachers. The data show that the average student lost more than half a school year of learning in math and nearly a quarter of a school year in reading. The analysis found that online learning played a role, but students lost significant ground even in places where they returned quickly to classrooms.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers on Wall Street. Dow futures are down, but NASDAQ futures are down as well. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Brian Klein with KDGF News. The news is brought to you by Dr. Rebecca Dobbins and Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. A Longton man is to receive an award from the National Weather Service out of Wichita. Longtime resident of Longton, Leo Noland, has been recognized by the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration for 40 years with the Cooperative Observer Program and will be presented with an award on November 2nd in Longton. Observers like Mr. Noland are invaluable to NOAA as they enable them to forecast and process warnings and help show a bigger picture of how we're affected by the weather. According to NOAA, there are over 11,000 volunteer observers across the globe that help make NOAA one of the most accurate weather prognosticators in the world. Middle school students in 7th and 8th grades are invited to attend the Coffeyville and Independence Ag Leadership Workshop, which will be hosting workshop for students to learn about FFA opportunities and making an impact as a leader in the community. Students from the Animal Science and Horticulture teams will be running individual contests for both Animal Science and Horticulture. These can give students an opportunity to be introduced to those contests on a basic level. Registration is due by Tuesday. To register, contact Coffeyville FFA advisor Melissa Strasberg at her email address, which is provided for you in the online version of this story at kdgfradio.com. The Parsons Chamber of Commerce is honoring all who served with a Veterans Day parade. The Parsons Chamber is proud to host the event in downtown Parsons at 9 a.m. on Friday, November the 11th. If you would like to take part in the parade, you must submit a completed registration form to the Parsons Chamber at 506 Main or email them or click on the links in the online story at kdgfradio.com. The Kansas Highway Patrol wants to make sure everyone is aware that the likelihood of pedestrian child fatalities more than doubled during Halloween. The KHP offers some tips to avoid a tragic end to what is supposed to be a treasured memory. Walk in groups, wear reflective clothing, check over the candy that's brought in, and stress the use of crosswalks, and drivers, just slow down. The Independence Police Department has established three ADA parking areas for the Neowalla Festival. These include the south row of the municipal parking lot, located in the southeast corner of Chestnut and 8th, and the east half of the 100 block of East Myrtle, and the municipal parking lot, located on the northeast corner of 6th and Myrtle. ADA parking spaces will be marked and standard signs, and there will be temporarily painted stripes on the lots. Van accessible spaces will have an additional width to accommodate entry and exit from vans. Parking is not permitted in any portion of any road that is not marked for ADA parking without displaying ADA credentials. All violators will be cited and towed. Police Chief Jerry Harrison says obeying accessible parking signs isn't just the law, it's the right thing to do. photo of the parking area as well as the ADA restroom locations can be seen in the online version of the story at KDGFradio.com. I'm Brian Klein with KDGF News. The news is brought to you by Dr. Rebecca Dobbins and Coffeyville Regional Medical Center.
Don't let the internet lull you into a false sense of security with your vision. Dr. Rebecca Dobbins explains.
With the increase in technology that claims to be able to give you an eye exam, for instance, over your cell phone, but we check for glaucoma and cataracts and all sorts of things. We can help with focusing issues if your eyes aren't working well together. We want your eyes to be healthy too.
For more information, contact Dr. Rebecca Dobbins in Coffeyville, keeping your window to the world clear. Dr. Rebecca Dobbins.
I'm Dr. Rebecca Dobbins, and I want you to see me.
At Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, we take seriously our responsibility of caring for our friends and neighbors. We are your regional healthcare system, caring for Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. With comprehensive technology and experienced medical staff, caring medical professionals, and a 24-hour emergency room staffed with emergency medicine physicians, we are people you know and healthcare you trust. For more information, visit our website, crmcinc.org.
Get ready, Katy Monster Truck fans. Big Blown Monster Trucks will invade the Katy Valley Speedway with two big shows. Saturday, November 12th, 1:30 p.m. Kids Day and 7:30 p.m. Bad Boy Monster Trucks flying over 30 feet in the air. Now inflation monster prices. Limited tickets only $10 while they last. And adult general admission under $20. VIP for free pit party pass and best seat in the house. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. VIP tickets at monstertrucktour.com. Katy Valley Speedway will never be the same again.
Good morning, 810 on the dot, right here on the mighty 690, 43 degrees in Coffeyville. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and we welcome Mr. Charles Skank once again to the studio. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good to see you again. What's the verse of the day?
It is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. It reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Matthew chapter 5, 8 and 9.
I'm enjoying our trip through the Beatitudes here.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so Charles, you were in the Niuwala festivities yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I have my normal work day, but during the week of Niuwala, I'm privileged to be able to go at lunch break to go downtown and get some food from the vendors there. Eat something that I normally maybe don't get. Maybe eat things I shouldn't eat, like fried Snickers and stuff like that. But I was eating at the Independence Gun Club. They have a heritage center there. And I walked in there, and last year I went there, it was just a shell. It was just an empty old building that JCPenney used to be in. And walked in there this year, and it almost felt like I was in Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's. All around, there are mounts of all types of animals. The bears and lions and giraffe and animals I didn't even know knew existed before. And I was just looking around in awe, and one of the workers there said, "Well, the guy that, you know, shot these animals, he is with us today." I was like, "Oh, wow!" And so they got his attention, and he came over, and we were eating, and we got to talk with him, and just had the best time learning about him and everything. And so I asked him, I said, "Would you be on the radio with me?" And he said, "Sure." And so he's joining us this morning.
Yes, we have him on the line. And we are happy to welcome Mr. Craig Boddington to the airwaves with us.
Hey. Well, thanks, guys. It's good to be with you. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day, and it's going to be another great Niuwala day.
Absolutely. We're really glad to have you with us, and I'm so glad that Charles was able to convince you to be on the radio a little bit. So,
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Charles. How are you?
I'm well. For our listeners that don't know you, can you just give a background of where you come from and who you are?
Well, I'm coughing a little this morning. I'm a writer. I write for the gun magazines and the sporting magazines. years ago, I was the editor of Peterson's Hunting Magazine in Los Angeles, but I'm a Kansas guy. I grew up in eastern Kansas, and, of course, Dad was a bird hunter like so many good Kansans in those days. And I went to KU, and that was the family school. I think I was fourth generation there, and one of my daughters graduated recently. So I've always thought of myself as a Kansas guy, but as soon as I graduated, Charles, I went off to the Marines, and after I got off active duty the first time, I went to work for Peterson Publishing in Los Angeles, and that's really where that career spun off. So I've been away from Kansas for a long time, and about 20 years ago, a friend of mine was South Longton, and when I was bird hunting in Kansas as a young man and really going home to hunt with Dad again, we really never got down to this part of the state, Charles, and so I went to visit my friend, and I realized, my goodness, I missed a beautiful part of Kansas, and I'd always wanted a little piece of Kansas dirt, so started looking around, and it took some time, but found a piece of property south of Elk City, and so I've had this farm for, I suppose, 16 or 17 years, and have a lot of fun here. Got some great deer hunting and some great turkey hunting, and the farm had a 50-by-50 metal building, and I had always had a terrible case of the wanderlust, and I'd done a lot of hunting in various parts of the world, and collected a lot of taxidermy mounts. That's kind of an addiction that goes with the whole thing, and so I had a lot of beautiful animals, and I was always going to finish that building and kind of make it a personal showroom, but finally realized that, well, heavens, who was going to see it? And so a year ago, you were at that fundraiser a year ago in
right.
What really was the shell of the JCPenney's building, and I didn't know the people at the Independence Gun Club at that time.
Interesting. So you were at the fundraiser, and what happened to make the parts come together to say, hey, we could, this could be the home for my collection? What led to that?
Well, we hadn't really named the building yet, and as I say, as of a year ago, I didn't really know the people, but I met the board, and I kind of looked around the room. Now, their vision is to build an indoor shooting range in that building, and we're going to do that. That's probably phase two or phase three. It's going to take some time, but I told them, I said, you know, guys, I said, I've got an awful lot of really nice taxidermy mounts. A lot of it's museum quality out of the farm, and you need to come out and take a look because this might be something we could have a lot of fun with together. And so I had them out to the farm, and I showed them my barn. Now, Charles, I know you're a religious guy, so you know the Bible, of course,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And so you know the story of Noah and his ark.
Correct.
Okay, well, I want you to imagine if poor Noah and his ark got washed up on a coral reef. Now, that was the inside of my barn just a year ago.
Wow. That's incredible.
Everything you saw in that building yesterday was in terrible disarray, really just in storage there, trying to figure out what in the world to do with it. And so I had the board from the gun club out to the farm, and they looked around the house, and they looked around the barn, and I said, you know what? I said, if we can make a decent display in that building, I'd be happy to give this to you. And so that's what we've done. And it really is a beautiful room. They've been working like slaves for a year renovating the inside of that old building, and it is altogether different than what it once was. We didn't really know what to call it. We worked with this name and that name and other names, and one of the ladies on the board came up with Sporting Heritage Center. So the building is now the ITC, or Independence Gun Club, Sporting Heritage Center, and on the first floor you'll find a wildlife display, and it's, there's over 200 mounts in there. Charles, they're from all over the world, and we separate them by continent. We have the African wall, and we have the Asian wall, and we've got, of course, the North American wall, and then we've got things from Europe and South America and the South Pacific, and there's a kitchen there, so they're serving some really great barbecue all through Neowalla Week, as we did last year.
The second floor is going to be a learning center, and we'll have some displays and some firearms displays and some industry memorabilia up there, and we're going to use that room for concealed carry classes and hunter safety classes and that kind of thing. And then ultimately the third floor is going to be an indoor shooting range. So that's the long-term vision, but right now we're open for business with the wildlife display.
That's amazing. I would invite all of our listeners to go and check that out. You will not be sorry. My thought was, as I was walking around looking at the mounts displays, that this puts Independence on the map. This makes this is just a very, very interesting, delightful place to go and visit. The floor has been redone. The floor looks like it's just incredible what they've done to the floor in there. They have new lighting, and the place is really has been upgraded. It's a very special place. So, well, I want to thank you, Craig, for that. Just to give our listeners a background, like, how many countries have you hunted in?
I think 56 or 57 at last count. Quite a few.
Wow. And how many species have you hunted?
Oh, somewhere north of 300.
Wow. Well, when people go in there, they're going to find everything from porcupines to animals I can't even name, and anteater. I saw the anteater. Is that yours?
Yes, it is. That's an aardvark, or first pig is the Afrikaans. It's a giant anteater is what it is.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting animals there. And, you know, at this point, Charles, we're not yet interactive, but that will be the long-term goal with some video and some interactive where you'll be at some point you'll be able to push a button and I'll be able to tell you about the animal and their conservation and their management. We're not there yet, but for the moment, for Neowalla, we're open for business. So
sure.
312 North Bend, come and see us.
Do you plan to be there more this week?
I'll be there the rest of the week. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I would encourage our listeners, like I said, to go there, but to meet you, Craig, is a real treat as well. And you guys have an opportunity to go and not only see the displays, but see the guy responsible for them. And it's just a very special place. So you divide your time now between California and Kansas. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, I've got grandkids in California, and we're on Paso Robles is on the Central Coast. It's a small town. Not much bigger than Independence. So, and of course the weather is wonderful. So I'm back and forth, and I've got grandkids there and grandkids in Phoenix, and my daughter is in law school at UMKC. So I'm very much back and forth.
And here, do you have hunts that you do in Kansas?
Yes, we focus on the rifle season. My neighbor Charles Ervil and I. Collaborate for rifle season, and we usually have about 12 hunters in during the Kansas rifle season.
Great. So do you have any upcoming events that you're excited about, hunts or travels that you're on?
Oh, I'm going to Mozambique a week from Saturday.
Okay. And what's your goal? What are you looking for?
Well, I'm kind of a nut on African buffalo, but my real goal is I'm going to celebrate my 70th birthday there.
Excellent. So if you had to pick any place in the world to go to travel to hunt, where would it be?
Oh, heavens, Southeast Kansas. Best whitetail hunting there is.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Now, interestingly, I saw the North American Wall and the whitetail deer were there. And you told me that out of all the trophies you've taken, you haven't taken any monster bucks or anything like that. That must be a goal that you have.
Oh, sure it is. We keep trying, but that takes a little skill and a little bit of luck. And of course, when I have guests, I'm not looking for a big buck. I'm trying to put them on a buck. And today I have just as much fun showing somebody a nice deer as I ever would taking it for myself. So that's missing from the display right now is some really, really good local
Kansas deer, and so we're looking.
So if our listeners have a resource or know someone that has a mount like that, should they contact the center?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We save some space because Kansas has the biggest whitetails in the country, and we need some of them in that room.
Well, I don't think there could be a better place to put it on display for it to be in a good place where it could be appreciated and viewed and enjoyed by many, many people. So, Craig, if people wanted to read some of your writings, where would be a good place to go to find that?
Come to my website, and I'm real easy. I'm www.craigboddington.com.
And that's B-O-D-D-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Yeah, B-O-D-D-I-N-G-T-O-N. And we've got a very good website and got a lot of things going on there.
I've noticed that you have some videos on YouTube on different instructions for hunting game, and I found those interesting and useful as well.
Well, good. Thanks. I'm glad you checked that out. I appreciate it, Charles, because, you know, we just met yesterday, but I think we're going to spend some time together.
Yeah. Well, Craig, I hope you have a great day. I'm looking forward to seeing you around, and I just want to recognize your donation, your support for the Independence Gun Club, the Heritage Sporting Center. I want to invite, once again, all of our listeners to go there. It's close to Dickie's Barbecue. If people don't know where it is, downtown Independence, right there on Main Street. This today and tomorrow, it's covered up with Neowalla, but you can park somewhere and walk down there and go and see it, and you won't be sorry.
Well, I hope to see you all there.
Thank you, Craig. Have a great day.
And you.
All right. Well, that was really great, Charles. I mean, thank you for getting, you know, Mr. Craig on here. Just I learned so much, and that's just incredible for something to be coming, you know, here in Southeast Kansas, to have all that on display. I mean, it sounds really world class, so I cannot wait to check it out myself.
It is definitely worthwhile. I just couldn't hardly believe my eyes.
That's so cool. Well, you called me last night. I was like, yeah, this sounds perfect. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought this to the table today, and it's just wonderful. So I will be checking that out. Of course, you know, Neowalla festivities continue and everything. Yeah, we're shining the spotlight here on Craig Boddington. But Charles, say if someone, you know, maybe they hear you on today and they remember, oh yeah, I need to talk to you. Where can we find you? Just if people want to get a hold of
sure.
you for any of their needs.
Sure. We're reviewing Medicare, and I just want to invite our listeners, if you haven't reviewed your Medicare, call our office 620-331-8800, and we can get you set up to do it over the phone or in person. Our address is 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
All right. Well, Charles, I really it's been a great show today, and looking forward to having you on again on Monday right here at 810 on KGGF.
Thank you.
All right. And we have some folks from the Foundation coming up next, because we have the Coffeyville Community Foundation. They'll be on here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690, so don't go anywhere.
If you're buying or selling used equipment and trucks, look no further than purplewave.com. We offer a wide selection of skid steers, dozers, loaders, backhoes, trucks, and more. Items are added daily to our regularly scheduled auctions, where everything sells to the highest bidders. Bidding is easy, so get started today. Visit purplewave.com. Straight, simple, sold.
Color Weather Radar is brought